Okay, so want to talk about some serious waves, some serious like seismic activity happening right now in tech investing.
We're talking tectonic shifts.
Exactly. We are diving deep today, folks, into AI hardware. Specifically, we're looking at NVIDIA's new GB200 system.
And the huge bets being placed on it, right?
Huge doesn't even cut it. We've got insider info from Ming-Chi Kuo.
Yeah.
You know, the analyst, and he's saying Microsoft is making moves.
Moves like you wouldn't believe.
Their orders for these GB200 systems, three, maybe even four times larger than anyone was expecting.
We're not just talking keeping up with the competition here. This is about defining the future of AI infrastructure.
It's like a full-on land grab for AI dominance. Mm. We're talking orders that dwarf, and I mean dwarf, those from Amazon, from Meta.
And here's the thing. Microsoft isn't just buying these systems off the shelf, right? They're going custom.
Custom. Okay, you're going to have to break that down for me.
They're scooping up these NVL 72 units. Now I know what you're thinking. NVL what now?
Right.
But these, my friend, are special.
So it's not just about having the fastest engine. It's about having the most efficient one, right? Makes sense with those energy costs these days.
Bingo. Power efficiency. Absolutely crucial in the AI world. Think of it like this. Imagine a supercar.
Okay, I'm following.
But with the fuel economy of a hybrid, that's what we're talking about here.
That's some serious tech. So what, they're just going to plug these things in anywhere?
Oh, no, no, no. This is Microsoft. They're strategic, remember. Kuo's report also talks about where they're putting these systems. Cooler climates.
Smart. So they're thinking long-term, maximizing performance, minimizing those energy costs.
Data centers, my friend, generate a lot of heat. Locating them in cooler climates. It's a brilliant move, both financially and, you know, for the planet. Investors love that these days.
Absolutely. So we've got Microsoft making some major moves, but what's the bottom line for our investor friends listening? What's the key takeaway here?
Well, for starters, it's not just about Microsoft, right? It's about the ripple effects. This is impacting everyone. Hardware manufacturers, software developers, the whole AI landscape.
The butterfly effect, but with like billions of dollars on the line. So what about the other big players? Amazon? Meta?
Mm-hmm.
They're not just going to sit this one out?
You kidding me? Kuo's report, actually, he shed some light on their strategies, too. Amazon, they're placing orders for the GB200, sure, but
nothing like Microsoft.
Not even close. We're talking maybe 300, 400 racks for Amazon to tops compared to
1,500. Yeah, I remember.
Big, big difference.
So what are they doing? Just being cautious? Or is there something else going on there?
Probably a bit of both, you know. I mean, Amazon, they've got AWS. They're already ahead in cloud computing.
Right, yeah.
Maybe they're thinking, we'll integrate this GB200 into what we already have. A more measured approach.
Playing it cool.
Exactly. Now, Meta's interesting. They're going down a different road altogether. Kuo, he talks about their focus on Ariel over Bianca.
Hold on. Are we talking, like, Disney princesses here?
Not quite. These are actually, those are code names for Meta's AI hardware platforms.
Oh, okay. All right. So what are these platforms then?
So Ariel, that one's all about inference. Basically using AI models to make predictions. Think Google Maps, right? You put in your destination.
And it tells you how to get there. Got it.
Exactly. Bianca, on the other hand, that's more about training those AI models in the first place.
So Bianca is building the maps. Ariel is using them.
Nailed it. You see, Meta, they're all about applying AI, using what we already know, right? Scaling it up.
Content personalization, all that jazz.
You got it. So you've got Microsoft building the engine and Meta's putting it to work. Different strategies.
Different bets on the future. It's a fascinating game they're playing here.
And this is what makes it so important for investors, right? Understanding right. Those nuances. It's not just about raw power. It's about how you use it. What's your game plan?
It's like chess.
Yeah.
Not checkers.
Hmm.
Got to think several moves ahead.
Precisely. And here's where it gets even juicier. Remember those component makers we talked about? The ones making the parts for those GB200 systems?
The picks and shovels of the AI gold rush.
Exactly. Turns out, Microsoft's massive order. It's created a bottleneck. Foxconn, they're the main assembler for the GB200.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, uh-oh is right. Kuo is saying they might not even be able to keep up.
Wait, seriously?
Seriously, they might have to double their capacity just to meet Microsoft's demand.
So not only are all those part suppliers ramping up, but the assembler itself might be in for a growth spurt too.
You're catching on. This is huge GE. It just shows you how serious Microsoft is. They need these systems, like yesterday.
All right, so we've got Microsoft making power plays.
Yeah.
Amazon playing it cool. Meta going its own way. A potential bottleneck in the supply chain. For our listeners out there in the investing world, what's the headline here? What's the big takeaway?
The AI revolution, my friend, it's not coming. It's here, right now. And that creates a whole lot of challenges, but a whole lot of opportunities too.
So how do investors cut through the noise? Where do they even begin to look? It's like everyone's trying to pick the winner in this crazy horse race, but the horses are like morphing mid-race.
And the finish line keeps moving further away. But that's the thing, right? You don't have to bet on just one horse.
Okay, yeah. Spread the risk a little.
Mm.
Diversification. Especially with how wild this whole market is right now.
Exactly. Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
And think bigger, right? It's not just about picking companies, it's about understanding the whole picture. This is a total game changer. The way we develop technology, how we use it. AI is everywhere now.
It's not the future anymore, it's here.
It's happening. Self-driving cars, healthcare, personalized medicine even.
So we're not just investing in the companies building the AI, we're investing in the ones who are like actually using it to change the game.
Now you're thinking like an investor. Look for the companies integrating AI into everything they do. Healthcare, finance, even retail.
The companies that are riding that wave, riding it and steering. And look, this is still early days, right? We're going to see winners, losers, some big surprises along the way.
Always surprises.
But one thing's for sure, the companies that get AI, that adapt, they're going to be the ones writing the future.
So for investors listening, it's about staying sharp, being ready to adapt. Got to be in it to win it, right?
Absolutely. And never stop learning. The more you know, the better decisions you'll make.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
Any last words of wisdom for our listeners before we wrap things up?
Stay curious, my friend. Stay informed. And don't be afraid of what you don't know. That's where the real opportunities lie.
Words to live by. Well, there you have it, folks. A deep dive into the wild world of AI investing.
We talked Microsoft, Amazon, Meta, the whole gang's here.
Strategies, bottlenecks, those cooler climates you need to keep an eye on.
Because you never know.
That's right. The future of AI, wide open. Until next time, everybody, keep those portfolios green.